You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I'm delighted to welcome a very special guest today. That's Steve Johnson, who is the co-founder and director of the Alaskan Essences. Welcome to Nature Connection, Steve.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm glad to be here.
You're very, very welcome. Now, we've spoken several times before, and I've attended many, many of your training courses here in the UK. I've yet to make it to Alaska, but I hope to one day. I love your essences. They feature prominently in my diploma course, so it's always a total delight to speak to you.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about how. I always find it really interesting, and I think listeners do as well, to, you know, people often ask me, how did you start working with flower essences? Because it's not really something that the careers advice people tell us to do at school.
Right.
So how did you find yourself doing what you do?
Well, it started in a couple of different ways. But it started by having some health difficulties some years ago and asking a friend whose brother was the most well-known and one of the first flower essence therapists in the United States. So I wrote this man a letter, and he came back with a two- or three-page letter, hadn't ever seen me, but did it at a distance, and prescribed two of the Bach remedies for me, one of which I found out later was my type remedy in that system. So I remember reading the letter and thinking, oh, this is weird. I'm not quite sure what he's saying. Didn't make a lot of sense, but I took the essences. And I noticed my life changing immediately. So I got really excited and started to read everything I could find, which there wasn't a lot back then, but this was in the early 80s. And so that was happening. I was taking the remedies. I found a set somewhere of the Bach remedies, started dosing myself and giving them to my dog and my cats and neighbors who would come over. You know, they were offered some remedies, whether they wanted them or not. But then shortly thereafter, I was in Alaska. I was a fire station manager in a very remote part of Alaska called Lake Minchumina, and had the information how to make the essences, and I was surrounded by wildflowers, so I thought, well, I'll just get started and see what happens. And so it started by taking them, and then sometime later started making them. But the ones that I made, I was directed and guided to make them in a certain order, and they were very much for myself. I didn't go into it thinking that this would be a big commercial venture or anything. So, you know, just make these, learn from the experience.
And do those essences still feature in the Alaskan system?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're... well, we have our practitioner set of the flower essences, and they're all factoring in very strongly in that set that we decided to release. Yeah, just one thing led to the other, and here we are.
Yes, it always surprises people that whenever I speak to people like yourself, our stories are always different, but they always have that similar thread of it wasn't, you know, it's never what we thought would happen at all.
Yeah.
But it does, and it's very beautiful as it unfolds. So I'm sure there's lots of people who are really pleased that you did follow your heart and allow us all now to experience the energies of Alaska. Now, as a European, and specifically somebody who lives in the south of England, where there are people everywhere and it's really hard to find empty spaces, somewhere like Alaska feels very special to me. So could you talk to us a little bit about the energies of Alaska and just how much nature there is there as a, compared to people?
Yeah, I always feel very fortunate that I was chosen, if you will, to do this work in Alaska. I went up there in the beginning as a firefighter. Actually, one of the few people that arriving in Alaska actually had a job and promised to me. But back then, there were less than 500,000 people in the whole state. And the state of Alaska is three times as France. So it's a lot of area. Now it's getting a little bit more crowded. There's 750,000 people there.
Okay.
So it's like one neighborhood of Paris. And they're spread out, but about a third of those people live in the largest city, which is Anchorage. So you've got a lot of country where there's absolutely nobody there. I like to mention that there are still places in Alaska that you can go where nobody's ever gone before. Mm. You know, you'd have to hike in or be, you know, dropped off by a helicopter or something. But so it's very wild. Nature still has the upper hand. And everything happens on a larger scale there. So as a firefighter, I was intimidated by the scale of the fires and just seeing nature being so powerful. I grew up in a very rural area in Idaho and lived next to the wilderness area growing up, and Alaska was just exponentially bigger and wilder. And so it's a perfect place to make essences because the energy is so present and so, anybody could go there and have that experience. It's an experience of expansion and direct connection with the living world. So for essences, you have, for the flowers, you have huge, for instance, you have huge plant communities. Fireweed, for instance, you can have the size of the fire that was there that led to the fireweed coming in the next year. You could have 50, 60,000 acres of fire continuous. And so it's quite dramatic. Anybody coming to the class that we have in the summer could stand out in the middle of that batch of fire and what it was for, because they could feel it in their bodies. And so it is still a very wild place, a great place to work with the essences.
Tell us a little bit about fireweed as it's kind of figuring in what you're talking about now. It's a great essence, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it has this, we call it an earth healer. It has this capacity to come in after a fire and actually start the new forest. And it does this by setting up a root system and creating families of fireweed. So there'll be all the various stalks of fireweed all be connected underneath the ground. But there's also a vibrational component to that. So it's setting a light, a system of light in the soil as well as the roots. And then because of that, other plants can come in and follow in the succession. And for humans, it'll do a very similar thing. So for people who are really burned out, who have exhausted their internal resources through, you know, overwork or whatever, it can help people start over and create new cycles of health, come back from a severely depleted state. One of the names for that is chronic fatigue. So it's helping people come back from being severely, almost bedridden, to a place of having interest in life again and being able to start new projects and, be more present with what they've got going on. Mm. So, yeah, it's very applicable at the moment. Mm. There's so much going on, and people could make the assumption hearing the story, but it's out with the old, in with the new.
Yeah.
That's the saying that goes with that essence. So it's always helping us let go.
So it's a great essence for right now, isn't it? For 2014 on this planet, yeah. Okay, well, we'll come back and talk about some more flowers and possibly other essences a little bit later on. But I think one of the other things that's very special about your range is that you have your three-part system of flower essences, gem essences, and environmental essences.
Yeah.
Flower essences are reasonably well known now, and if somebody does know about vibrational medicines, it's usually in the area of flower essences.
Indeed.
Gem essences are a little bit more well known, but environmentals are not so well known.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about the three aspects of your range and how they differ?
Yeah, well, we started making the flower essences because that's what was known in what I knew about the most. But I was guided very strongly the next summer. Started with flowers in 83, and then in 84 I was sitting out at the fire station and witnessing a very sort of strange and ominous-looking thundercloud off in the distance. And as a firefighter, you're very tuned into the clouds because they're creating the lightning that starts most of the fires. So I was looking at this cloud, and it was quite... it seemed to have a personality of its own. And I was literally, I felt like being lifted by the scruff, you know, like a mother cat will grab one of her kittens. And I was felt like being lifted up and told to go make an essence from that cloud. And so I did. I always followed directions. And part of me is going, this is crazy. What am I doing? But I went down to the edge of the lake and put the bowl out, and very much the same process that I would use to make a flower essence. In this case, it was just the cloud energy coming in. And the cloud passed directly overhead. Some drops, no lightning, but some raindrops fell into the bowl, and then it passed on. But there was a transmission, if you will, of energy that I could feel. And then after that, meditating on that, I went, okay, well, there are a lot of expressions of naturally occurring expressions of nature that take place all the time. And there's a healing component in those. So I started to look around and be open to responding to those. Some of them are more fixed, like the glaciers. So we have several glacier essences. And each one told a story, and I just started to develop the collection, being led from one place to the next. And I also had a couple of friends that went to some very amazing places, such as the North Pole. It's where the polar ice essence came from. And then a friend who's a glaciologist went to Greenland and made two essences there from the Greenland ice. So it opened up a whole new area in vibrational healing, just coming directly from the environment. And people were skeptical. People thought I was a bit crazy in the beginning, but I kept going with it. And now we realize that these environmental essences are very helpful to cleanse and strengthen the inner healing environment. So they will help a person who is taking the flower essences, giving energy to that process, and also they're always cleansing, so they're always helping us let go of the old stuff that's catalyzed, with the use of the essences. So they can be used on their own, but most people are using them as an adjunct, as an enhancement, if you will. And then the gem elixirs came the next summer. So it was, one after the other. And I was guided to make a set of gem elixirs inside. Not many people know this story, but we made these inside a house in a room specially set up for it. And what that helped me do is just remember this connection I had with the Mineral Kingdom. So then in 1991, my colleague Jane Bell and I set out and made the 48 gem elixirs that are in the kit that we have. And that started things going in that direction. And now we find many people needing the gem elixirs more than the flowers, because they're helping to stabilize and help us continually create this foundation that we need. With things changing so quickly nowadays, it's just one thing after the other. We need that extra stability in that connection to the earth. A lot of people get too open up here in the higher chakras and start, you know, have difficulty staying focused and grounded, and so the gems are helping with that. So we found, we didn't go into it saying, oh, we're going to create a three-part system. We were just led from one to the other, and then in hindsight say, oh yeah, this works pretty well. Supports sort of an interwoven support system for people.
Yeah, well, it makes complete sense, I think, specifically to people who know about vibrational medicine, that each one has its own gift and used together and with consciousness, how they can complement each other. Yeah, and it makes sense as well that the gems are now coming more and more into their own. Yeah, so that's it's very special. The way that you've sort of married the three different types of essences together. One of the ways that I use your essences in many, many different ways, but one of my favorite ways is with space clearing. And I particularly like your purification combination of essences, and I think that features the environmentals fairly largely prominently. Is that right?
Yeah. All of the... excuse me, all of the combinations, purification is the most popular one that we have. But all of them have at least one of all three of those types of essences. But purification is a good example because it's got the Portage Glacier in it, so it's the glacier energy. But for that one, we just said, well, let's get the most cleansing environmental essence, the most cleansing gem elixir, and two of the most cleansing flower essences. But space clearing is, it was just sort of a very easy segue. Once we had developed the environmental kit, my colleague Jane took a class on space clearing from Denise Lynn, and came back from the class very excited about the possibilities of using the environmental essences in that process. And then a couple of years later, I took the class from Denise, and she very graciously allowed me to talk about the essences in the class. And it was very well well received by everybody. Then we sort of continued to develop the application of them, but the idea being that all environmental essences do two things. They clear, and then they provide energy. So it was a perfect one-off, just using one spray or the three or four sprays that we offer in our space clearing set, that you could very easily move old energy out of the space and bring fresh, clean energy in. And then we had a colleague put some really nice smelling essential oils in there, because the whatever you're using needs to smell nice.
Yeah.
And he actually came up with oils that did the same thing as the essences were doing. So it was quite, quite a successful venture. And again, they're very easy to use, and there's a huge need for that, especially for therapists. People who have a room that they work with people, an office or a clinic, Patients have a tendency to dump a lot of energy when they're going through a process, and you need to keep sweeping that out of the space, and purification will do that very easily. Yeah.
It's a very, very beautiful combination. Very beautiful. And the essential oils that you have in your combinations as well smell like nothing that I have smelt before. So they really are very different and beautifully so.
Yeah, the man that does that, his name is John Steele, and he's actually a world-class perfumer who got into more of the, I used to say New Age, but more of the perhaps alternative uses for essential oil, and he's done a tremendous amount of research on what the oils do. So he's quite an expert on that, and he was very excited about working with us because he liked the implications of having the oils and the essences doing the same thing but from different vibrational frequencies. And so, yeah, it's been a very successful collaboration.
Absolutely, they are. And the other combinations that you have are Calling All Angels and Guardian.
Yeah.
And you've got others as well, haven't you? You've got Pregnancy Support and Go Create.
Yeah, 12 of them.
Yes, you've got one for studies, haven't you? Is it Easy Learning? Is that right?
Easy Learning. I'm quite pleased with that one. And John, again, did the oils, and they're all culinary. They're oils from culinary plants that you might have in the kitchen that you would be cooking with. And the oils are all green. So Easy Learning, I now spray it every single class that I give, because it helps people absorb and understand things, especially when it's being translated.
Yeah, it's a great combination. Really is. Yeah, very. I've had stories of clients myself who've really, really helped children learn and do things that people didn't think was possible, but it happens quite easily and naturally.
Teachers like it too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, well, that's given everybody a really good sense of the empowerment that can come from using your combination essences, and specifically the misters. We mentioned earlier, or you spoke earlier about fireweed.
Mm-hmm.
And we spoke as well about maybe just bringing into our conversation essences that are useful for right now to support us all as we go through these very fast-paced transitional times, and fireweed is a great example of a flower. What would, I know it's hard because there are probably many of the environmental essences that want to be mentioned, but if you just had to choose one environmental for right now, what would you choose?
Yeah, it is difficult. I've been doing a lot of work with the heart lately, so I'm going to say Northern Lights. And this essence was made from a green display of the Northern Lights, so it's very much energizing, giving energy and support to the heart chakra, and helping to clear any, it's actually programming that has been put there or allowed to be put there from outside the person. And so I think where we're in right now, halfway through 2014, is there's a lot of personal clarification going on. People are wanting to get clear. Who am I? What am I doing? Am I doing what I came here to do? Am I happy? You know, a lot of soul searching going on. And I think Northern Lights is going to be really helpful for people just because it clarifies that question at the heart level. And again, it's just this energy directly from the sun, essentially. So it's a very, we call it creation energy. And I do believe that, you know, we're all headed to this, what all this means in the larger picture is that we're all headed to more of a heart connection with each other. So I would pick that one for the environmentals.
Okay. It's a beautiful essence. It's actually, when my diploma students research your range as part of their diploma. It's the one that they pick most.
Oh, okay. Just
interestingly, yeah. So it's obviously one that resonates very strongly right now. And how about a gem essence? What would jump out at you as being something that could help us right now?
Yeah, it's hard to narrow it down, but I would say malachite.
Yeah. Interesting that there's lots of green coming through, isn't there?
Yeah. It's a green stone, and it's the reason I'm going to say malachite is because of the grounding. It's a daily process that I go through because there's so much going on, and a lot of people are very sensitive and they're feeling things and noticing things, and so the malachite just helps you keep yourself grounded on all levels, so mentally grounded, emotionally grounded, physically grounded, of course, but also spiritually grounded. And so it's a stone that can be used just to keep yourself organized and functional as we go through these trying times.
Yeah, it's a great essence and one of my favorites as well. So, well, we're almost at our time now. It always goes so quickly and there's always so much to say. I know we could keep going for ages, but would you like to tell everybody how they can find out more about your essences?
Yeah, our website is Alaskan with an N, so it's alaskanessences.com. We also have a mailing list you can get on down at the bottom of the homepage. We send out announcements and newsletters and that kind of thing. And we're pretty prominent on Google. Just Google the Alaskan Essences and you'll find.
And you have a practitioner. You have lots of lucky people are coming to Alaska this summer, I believe, and you've got spaces left.
We do. We have a 7-day practitioner training program in Homer, Alaska. I believe it's the 27th of June until the 5th of July, and we do have spaces there. And then I'm also offering a 3-day class in the UK, first 3 days of November, on healing animals with the Alaskan essences. So there's that's going to be really fun, and we're basically going to spend 1 day working with animals. So it'll be a lot.
Yeah, and I know that towards the end of the summer, I'd like to invite you back onto Nature Connections to talk specifically about how your essences work with animals. It's certainly a topic that's extremely close to my heart. So. Yeah. That would be really great if you'd like to do that.
Sure.
Yeah, so you're already taking bookings, aren't you, for the animal workshop?
We are.
How can people find out more about that?
Probably the easiest way is, again, to go to our website and click on the education link, and there'll be another link that talks about that particular workshop, and it's hosted by Jane Gilby, who's got a horse farm and will be located there. So, again, if they go to the website, they can find the information. Mm-hmm. And Jane's website isn't quite up yet, so that's why.
Okay, you're doing it for her right now. Okay. And you've got a great Facebook page as well, haven't you?
We do, thank you. We stay pretty busy on that. So we have an announcement coming up on the workshop in the UK that'll show up on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Lots of beautiful visuals go past your Facebook page. Really, really lovely. So for those of you listening who are Facebookers, please go and find the Alaskan Essences on Facebook and like their page. Well, thank you, Steve, as always, for sharing your time today.
Thank you. It's
been helping everybody learn more about Alaska and how the elementals of Alaska can reach out and support us all, no matter where we are in the world.
You're welcome.
And I'll speak to you very soon about your animal workshop. Thank you very much.
Okay. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connections Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.